time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro. What's going on, everybody? We're a weekly show. We thank Moynihan Lumber, one of our great sponsors, keeping us going. Yeah, Merrimack Valley-wise, we're into like Legion season now, right? The end of the high school season has come, and we do have a state title winner. It's going to be Billerica Lacrosse in an all-time classic against Reading, winning that Division II state title. Amazing stuff. We're going to try to talk to that coach and kids at some point, maybe in the summer, but they're all busy with their banquet and stuff this week after the great historic season. What a great run. We'll go through it after our guest, who's going to come up after the break. We're going to talk to a Tewksbury baseball player who's got a great future ahead of himself, going to play in college. We're going to get the lowdown from him. Tewksbury baseball's after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it today with our one and only guest. It's going to be Phil Lombardi out of Tewksbury. He's playing a little Nor'easters baseball right now, and then he's on his way to South. I think I just covered all the ground, Phil, right?
Yep.
All right, nice. All right. Well, let's start with like what's going on this minute. I mean, you're all done with high school now. Congrats on finishing up at Tewksbury, but you are playing with an AAU organization, Nor'easters, and you're actually on the road as we speak.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So we're in New Jersey right now. We finished up our first game of the summer today. It was an hour and a half time limit, which kind of stunk, but you know, there was a little bit of rain yesterday, so we had to make do. And then we ended up winning 6-1, which is nice.
Yeah. Oh, the game is actually 90 minutes, no matter what happens kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. How many innings you guys get in?
We got in like 4.5 and then we started at the bottom of the fifth, but yeah, I think we got like 2 batters in. So
if it's like the top of the fourth and you're winning and the 90 minutes thing is coming, like, do you kind of like, you know, play to the clock?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Is it the first time you've done that? Like play in a time limit?
I think it was the first time I've done an hour and a half. Most games in the summer are usually like 2-hour time limit. But
okay. Yeah, I remember Little League. I coached Little League in Swampscott, and like we definitely had time limits for that. Like you got to put a cap on like 9-year-old baseball. You can't, you know, walking around, and meanwhile it's like 3 hours later. But the Nor'easters, so have you been with that organization for multiple years now?
Yeah, I've been with them since I was 9. So I think this is, I don't know how many years that adds up to, maybe 8 or 9 years now.
Yeah. Actually, does Coach Feld, Coach Matt Feld for Tewksbury High, where you play, does he do this too, the Nor'easters?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So he's down there with you in Jersey and everything. And is he the head coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually, cool. I think he's at the Yankees game tonight.
Oh, Coach went to the Yankees game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. Why didn't he bring any of you guys?
I don't know. I guess I'm not special enough to get the invite.
So what kind of role do you have with the summer team, the Nor'easters?
So today I played a little bit of first base. You know, it's at this point, since I'm already committed and we're trying to get other guys' looks, I'm just going to play wherever I'm needed to play. In college, you know, I'm probably going to end up at a corner infield spot, maybe middle infield, but probably corner infield. So
yeah,
probably play there a lot this summer.
Okay. Yeah. So Salve Regina, down in Rhode Island. What was the appeal for Salve?
I mean, it was beautiful campus. Baseball team's obviously very good.
Mm.
And I want to go into sports medicine. So they have a biology program that'll get me on that track.
Oh, that's amazing. So you got everything lined up. I mean, you know, that's a, you know, great school for academics. What kind of inspired you to get into sports medicine? How long you kind of known you wanted to do that?
Yeah. So I hurt my shoulder when I was 12 and I had to go to physical therapy for that for a long time. Cause I was originally misdiagnosed and it was, so I think I ended up doing PT for like 6 to 8 months, somewhere in that range. So I kind of just like saw the way that, my physical therapist was kind of going through everything and how much he knew. And I just thought it was really cool. So
yeah,
thought I might as well try it. And then also in high school, I didn't really have any major injuries, but I dealt with a couple like nagging things throughout basketball season. And the trainer was very good about kind of like talking me through that. And so I just always been kind of fascinated by it.
Yeah. So basically, once you like get out of college, do your thing, you'll basically decades later, you'll be involved in sports for all your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a pretty good gig and get paid for it too. So that's not bad with that. Have a career out of it. So, and sports medicine path, I know it's way in the future, but like that could be anything. Could that be like a high school level, college level? Could be a professional team. Like, who knows? Right. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My goal is probably to be like a trainer or something like that at a, like a power four school or even a professional sports team.
Yeah. Amazing. And speaking of baseball, you know, looking at Salve, you know, yeah, like you said, great run this year on the NCAA Super Regional, lose Keene University in a best of three series, but it was super competitive. And then, you know, before that, Salve won 3 in a row in the NCAA Regionals to get to the Super Regional. So great season, finished 36-9. So not bad.
Yeah.
Did you watch some of the, like, did you get, you know, I mean, obviously it's during your high season, so you can't really walk, like go down, but I'm sure you followed.
Yeah. So I've been trying to get down to a game. I think they were supposed to play Babson and I was going to go on the Saturday and then they got both games moved or there's a rain out or something like that. And then there's a similar situation when they were playing WPI. So I'd been really trying to get down to a game. And then finally their last game that they were playing at Salve, it was a conference championship against MIT. It was on Mother's Day and my mom was like, you know what, let's just go down and watch the game today. So we went down and watched. It was a great game. I think they ended up winning in extras on a walk-off. So that's pretty cool.
That's not a bad place to be. I'm looking for local kids, you know, like Merrimack Valley area kids. You know of any kids that were on the team or are going from the Merrimack Valley area conference?
I don't know anybody from the MVC that is going or is already there, but
yeah.
I know a couple of kids that went that like played Nor'easters and from that. So
yeah, I do see like several North Shore kids. I'm looking at the roster now, like Georgetown St. John's Prep kid Shane Williams. Who are the kids that you're familiar with?
I'm not really like friends with him, I would say, but I've been around Byron Woodman a couple times. I think he went to Austin Prep for a couple of years. And then one of the incoming freshmen with me, Andrew Schmidt, he goes to St. John, or he just finished up at St. John Shrewsbury.
Oh, right. Yeah. Looks like Byron Woodman was the one you might have been talking about at Austin Prep, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Concord Mass kid, freshman catcher. And then you get some Beverly, you know, Beverly kids, a couple of them, actually. I remember seeing that. I do some North Shore podcasting too. And those names are familiar, like Braden Clark. But yeah, where do you think, you know, you're a freshman coming in, you obviously have to prove your worth when you get there all over again. What are you thinking for a opportunity to play?
Yeah. I mean, obviously my goal is to get on the field. They need me to go play in the outfield. If they need me to, wherever they need me to play, I'm just going to try to get on the field. If I'm going to like get in there and pinch run, you know, whatever I can do to get on the field, that's my goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all you can do. If you work your hardest, then it's out of your control. They have to make a decision, earn your way on, and they can't keep you on the bench too long.
Yeah.
If you keep doing your thing there. But so let's rewind a little bit, you know, Tewksbury, 10 win team, got into the tournament, won a game, then lost a game. So, you know, what was probably the best sort of season, best advancements Tewksbury had when you were there in your career?
My freshman year, we started off 1-8, ended up turning that around, going 10-10, got the 17 seed, ended up losing in the first round. But I thought that group of leaders that we had that year, like, really set the tone for, like, definitely myself. And there was one of my other buddies. He was also on the team with me freshman year. So that kind of, like, showed us, like, a way to, once we became upperclassmen, like, how to lead the team. Then sophomore year, we didn't do great. But then my junior year, we had another great group of leaders. And I think we finished 11-9 that year. And that was like definitely a big turnaround. I would say we didn't have the most talented roster, but we just found ways to win. And that kind of is like what Tewksbury does, like not even just the baseball team, but like Tewksbury as a whole, we're just like a very tough, gritty town.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it was kind of like the same thing this year. We started off 7-4, I believe. And then we ended up at one point, I think we lost 4 in a row, and I think we were 7-8. But then those last couple of games that we had we kind of had to win, we did. So
yeah, man, what is it about baseball? I mean, I played for Salem State, you know, back in the late 90s. What is it about the streakiness of baseball? It's like no other sport. Like if one guy can't hit, then no one can hit all of a sudden, right? Like it's just crazy how like it's a collective thing a lot of times. Is that what happened in that four game losing streak? Is everyone couldn't hit, no one could feel, like it's just kind of contagious.
Yeah, it was, I think it was four. So we had a lot of rainouts this year. The rain's been kind of ridiculous. So we had, I think, 4 games in 4 days.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, we let it snowball a little bit. Because I think the first game that we played, it was like a Monday. We lost 17-1, maybe something like that. And it was just like, that was just like not a great start, not a good way to start. And then we let it snowball, and then I think I don't remember who we got that first one against after that 4-game losing streak, but we turned it around, fortunately, after that.
Yeah, to sneak into the tournament, yeah. And then get a win in the postseason. So that was would that have been your first postseason win on the team, or did you win the year before too to win a game?
We won our first round game junior year.
Yeah. Nice. So you pulled back-to-back years, you won tournament games. That's a success, you know, when you can get in there, get the W in the postseason. That feels great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great momentum. And then it's baseball. Like anything can happen. Like next game, you could get crushed. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then especially with the tournament, it's unfriendly to the pitching staff. You know, you got to come back and the pitch count. You can't pitch the same guy every game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But where did you find your opportunities in the field this year, Phil? You know, on the field, where did you play? And kind of where did you end up in the lineup batting most games?
Mm-hmm. So I played about every inning at shortstop this year. And then in the lineup, I think I started the year at 4, ended up at 2 for a couple games, moved down to 3, and then ended up back at 4 by the end of the year.
Nice.
We had a lot of movement in our lineup this year for sure. Just trying to figure things out as we went on.
Mix it and match it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's a short season. Like you might not find the chemistry by the time you get to the end, you just don't know. And then looking at family-wise, you know, did you have a lot of family athletes too, like cousins, uncles in the Tewksbury area? Are you guys like spread out?
So my dad is from New York. So a lot of my family's upstate New York. So a lot of my family is from up there. My dad played college baseball at Hartwick College, I believe.
Yeah.
What? My mom was, she ran track in high school. So that's kind of where I got my athletic genes from, I guess.
Where is she from?
My mom's from Tewksbury.
Okay. So she made the old man come over this way.
Yeah.
what part of upstate New York is he from?
Around the Lake George area.
Okay.
Saratoga, somewhere in there, yeah.
Okay, nice. All right, and then basically it's nor'easters, and that takes up, I'm assuming, a heck of a lot of your time. Do you have any other time in the summer to do anything else, like make a few bucks, a job, or anything like that?
Yeah, most of my extra time is spent hanging out with my friends, especially this year. You know, I'm not going to be able to see them as much because I'm going to be at college. So
yeah. Well, that's a life. You get to play baseball, hang out with your friends. That's your summer?
Yeah.
That's a better summer than mine, for sure. But
yeah.
All right, man. Phil Lombardi, I'm glad I caught up with you. It's fun to catch up with someone who's continuing the career, you know, after high school. It's awesome. Still banging it out with the Northeast Nor'easters. And then on to Salve Regina down in what city in Rhode Island?
Newport.
Down in Newport, Rhode Island. Heck of a spot, man. That's an awesome place to be. Mm-hmm. And what time you report, like mid-August, late August?
I believe right before Labor Day weekend, Friday before.
Okay, nice. Well, you got plenty of time to hit some baseballs, hang out with some friends. So, Phil, thanks so much for catching up with us here at the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Best of luck at Salve. We'll be tracking you down next spring. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was it. That's our one and only guest, and we're on to our final segment here. It is just a recap of what went down this spring. So the Merrimack Valley kind of quiet in the spring season, you know? Not their finest in terms of, like, state titles and everything, but you did have, again, Bill Ricca, boys lacrosse, stepping it up, 17-1 seed, and living up to its moniker, taking down Reading 17-16 in a memorable, and I mean memorable, state final. Bill Ricca started off with a 19-1 win over Tantaska. Then they beat Agawam 21-6. And in the Elite Eight, 11-6 win over Walpole. Final four, it was a 10-something battle. MIAA doesn't have it over Mansfield, but Bill Ricca put up a 10 spot. And then the 17-16 win down at Mass Maritime in Buzzards Bay over Reading Memorial. So what a run for the kids.
the green and white of Bill Ricka. Again, try to get those guys on the line as soon as we can. One thing we might want to check real quick was volleyball. See if we didn't mix it up. Brookline and Needham played in the boys volleyball D1. And then D2, we're just going to check on that in a minute. Yeah, just making sure we didn't miss anybody. Nope, doesn't look that way. But what a fine season it was for the Merrimack Valley. Very competitive lacrosse, baseball, softball teams. But the one getting it done in the tournament in the final act, Bill Ricka. Congratulations to that team. We're a weekly show, even in the summer, so stick with us. We'll give you summer updates, summer highlights. Maybe get some kids who are going to college. I love the summer. It opens up some great possibilities for interviews, and I love how it builds up to the best season, baby, the fall. Nothing like the high school kids to help people get over the summer blues, the end of the summer. I don't like the summer that much weather-wise, so I love it when the fall comes. Ready to go. Kids are out there. Everyone's active, and you can't beat it. So. Dr. Cashmere signing off. Thank you, everybody. Paul Kelly, owner, Danny Martin in the background producing the show, and the host of the website, msundersports.com, Rick Moore. Hey, talk to you next week, everybody.